Coptic mourners lined up for hours outside Cairo's main cathedral to pay their last respects to the only patriarch most of them had ever known. Pope Shenouda helped his followers find their place not only in the religious sphere, but also in the political landscape of an increasingly Islamist Egypt. Among the mourners was Cairo resident Mashaat Nagi.
We come to see our beloved Pope Shenouda III for the last time. We knew him since 40 years, the only one we trusted in Egypt.
Shenouda's death on Saturday comes at a crossroads for the country's estimated 10 million Coptic Christians. Among those worried about the rise of political Islam in Egypt after the fall of President Hosni Mubarak is Wadia Agaibi.
It's a very difficult time for us this time because it's a different time, difficult time. We don't know what we are going to do.
Shenouda led his church with what many in the crowd said was a kind but strong hand. He navigated the treacherous religious politics of his era. Banished by President Anwar Sadat, he returned under President Mubarak and balanced support for the government while avoiding most conflict with the nation's majority Muslims. But conflict came with extremists and the government. At least 26 people died last October during a crackdown on a Coptic protest in Cairo. Outside the cathedral, Shenouda's faith during even the hardest times was remembered by Coptic priest Bemin Shakar.
There are three good phrases His Holiness used to say. It will eventually be solved, everything heads toward the good, and the Lord is there.
As for the future, some in the crowd alternated expressions of grief with concerns they'll be marginalized by the nation's new Islamist politicians. Mourner, banker Azat Sobhi.
I will not lie to you, there is fear for ourselves. But God willing, the Lord will make them ashamed and they'll stop.
Coptic Christians are also pinning their hopes on their next pope, to be chosen in the coming months, to guide them through these uncertain times. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.